Eddie Van Halen here, telling you, keep playing, man. Gotta keep playing. It's the only thing there is, music, man. Keep playing, all right? I'm gonna come looking for you if you don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the Heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99. It's your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of rock and roll, heavy metal, stuff in Northeast Ohio. Today we're going to be playing you some Breaking Benjamin, some Chevelle, and the new Slaves on Dope. My name is Eagle, and we're here with a kick-ass episode of heavy metal stuff of Keeping It 99, and I'm joined, as always, by everybody's favorite, Robert City Redbeard. What's up, dude?
I love how you snapped right into your fucking strip club DJ voice.
Yeah. I'm in it.
How you been?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Oh, you know, things are things.
You look good.
Dang, I don't. I shouldn't. Mm. Okay, he's lying right now. You guys can't see shit because, you know, it's not TV. My hair hasn't been cut in months. I've gained 50 pounds. Yeah, my beard is tied up in a fucking bun right now.
It is tied up in a bun. I'm going to take a picture of that.
I look like shit.
We look great.
But to be fair, I look how life has been treating me the past few months. And not even really treating me, just like shit that's been going on with people that I care about, like my brother, like you know about the shit with my brother, you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. So like when that shit happened, dude, like... It has been fucking, you know, stressful.
So you would say in a word that you look accurate.
Yes. 100%. I look exactly how I should.
Yeah. Yeah. You look at me and you know everything already. Yep. Yes. Like, same goes for me. You look at me, you go, man, that guy, Eagle looks like he ate Eagle. And he
got that big.
He obviously quit smoking. I'm working out, though. I've been working out for the past month. Like, lifting weights and shit. I'm working on my buys, my tries, and my traps.
Where are you doing that at?
Home. Okay. Yeah, I got weights. I got weights and YouTube. And I've been going hard in the paint 4 to 5 days a week on lifting and working on my cardio. I jogged in a fucking park yesterday.
Why? Because fat people don't do that.
I'm scared to die.
Oh, okay, that'll do it.
Yeah, I'm working on not dying. I haven't been to a doctor in like 4 fucking years, and so when I go to a doctor, I want to be like, hey.
Dude, I haven't been to a doctor since I was in the fucking cardiac unit.
Okay.
I was like late 20s, early 30s.
Somebody asked me the other day, they're like, why haven't you seen a doctor? And this is truth. I haven't had to. I haven't been sick. I haven't fucking had a stroke. I haven't gleeked out. Like, but I'm turning 40 in less than a month. And so I'm about to put your fucking finger up my asshole, like squeeze my nuts age.
Yeah. I mean, I want to be
able to walk into the doctor. I can go in now and officially say I'm not smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
But I also want to be like, yo, I'm like working on bettering my fucking self. And I am. I have a kid that I love very much, and I have 2 sons, and I want to be around for them.
Yeah. I'm at the age where you need to get fingers in your buttholes, and I haven't done it yet.
Well, I mean, like, mm-hmm. I've been Probably married for should. 17 years, and so, like, it's happened, but not professionally.
Yeah, I mean, colon cancer is a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
But
has hit close to home.
I told a lady that I work with recently, like, I told her, I was like, I haven't been to a doctor in forever. And she's like, why? And I explained. I was like, I haven't had to. I was like, I feel fine. And she goes, well, that's a surprise. And I was like, fuck, okay, I really do need to work out more. Like, like the fact that she's just, like, shocked. Like, no, she's like,
you look like you should feel awful.
Like, how have you not died yet?
What's wrong with you?
How are you?
How do you feel good and you look like that?
You look like... Just, oh my God, like, you look like death. I will say this, though. I wake up in the morning, and I feel like my feet have been beaten by sledgehammers, and it takes me, like, an hour just to move, like a normal human being, mm-hmm. And then I get into a period when I'm at work, especially, where I'm moving around the kitchen like I'm in the Matrix, like, I can, like, you're like, oh, is this dude trying out for the Olympics? Yeah, like... He's dancing and he's just all over the fucking place, jumping on things. And then as soon as I get home, like, I guarantee, as soon as we're done with this, Like, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to, like, go take a bath.
That's why, dude, that's why I don't do anything, dude. I fucking, I get, like, at work, I work, you know what I mean? And I move, dude. Like, I don't fucking pussyfoot around and shit. Right. Like, I'm fucking motivated, and I move. As soon as I'm off work, that drive home from work to my house, I don't know what happens in between that. But once I get home, mm-hmm. I'm fucked. Like, my body is like, dude. No fucking more. Don't do shit. Sit the fuck down. And I don't wanna. I got shit to do. I got people to see. That's the and thing. I don't see them. And I don't do nothing. Because I'm fucking old and fat. And I feel like shit. But at work, I'm fine. You know, I'm fine.
And we both work today. We both work today. And we're doing this. But at least we're sitting down. I mean, the chair's kind
of... Yeah, but again, like, I'm gonna get home.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna feel like garbage.
Dude, same here.
Some guy just came out of the Highland throwback over here. Big bald guy. Yeah. And threw up the metal horns for no reason. He literally walked out with them above his head and then did a 360 and walked back in.
It's probably because he knows that we're out here.
It could be.
I mean...
The vibe.
People right? do know Keepin' in 99. Like, my man that I met, Don, who lives up in Cleveland, him and his wife, they came to Mazubs and said hi to me. They know who we were.
How dope is that?
So what's up, Don?
Yeah, much appreciated for the love.
You and your wife, whose Homie. Name I forget.
And who's tired of hearing about us?
Yeah. Sweetheart. Super hot, dude. Good job. Good job.
I feel like we need to do more episodes just for Don.
Yeah. We're going to get you laid, man. We're going to get you laid. We're going to get you laid. On today's episode of Keepin' It 99, we're getting our man Don Wade. Don's got a big dick.
Lots of money, drives a sports car. It's in the shop right now, though, so you can't see it.
Wears deodorant, takes showers. Loves his mother. You gotta respect it. You gotta respect it. Good dude. Solid dude through and through. God. So that's probably why that guy threw up the horns over there.
Could be.
He's like, oh, fuck, that's Redbeard and Eagle.
He knows what's up.
That's not their real names. Metal.
You don't know that's not my real name.
Your parents named you Redbeard.
They knew what was going to happen.
Redbeard-cuss. Redbeard-mcuss.
My dad had a red beard when I was born. They knew it was coming.
Yeah. It is genetic. I feel like I real quick, it's been so long since we've done a show. We do talk about metal. I got to throw it out there. R.I.P. to Riley Gale from Power Trip.
Right. That was fucking out of nowhere.
That was a motherfucker, and I just got to say this. Always loved that band. For the past 4 years since I heard of them. One of the newer, fresher bands that was really, really on top of the thrash metal world. And I... Obviously, like, we talk about younger bands all the time on this show. I love the younger cats keeping something that we grew up with. The
old school shit. Yeah, so, you know,
especially just, like, underground metal, just, like, keeping it out there and, like, making it fresh for newer generations. And Power Trip is one of the bands, like, the top, like, five, you know, whatever bands that was really fucking pushing it and doing it, especially during the quarantine stuff at first. Like, he was the guy, who's this shit from Trapped? He was the guy that started the
fucking track. Yeah, he was talking so much shit, and I fucking loved him for that.
And then he did, like, the video. He did the quarantine video with Body Count.
See, okay, now that's where I figured out who he was, right? I wasn't familiar with Power Trip before that. Or Riley Gale. And, you know, like, I was like, this dude is fucking sweet because he's fucking shitting on track. And then the Body Count video came out, and I was like, oh, that's that dude. So then I checked him out, and I was like, oh, sweet. So I wish I would have had... your 3 or 4 years of listening to Power Trip. I just don't, you know. I didn't know about them until after that Body Count video.
I'll tell you what, I've been listening to them a lot more since they passed away. Like, you know, it's just like a thing you do where you're like, all right, I'm going to listen to this posthumously. And, man, I wish I would have appreciated it more when it was here because, like, that really did, that came out of nowhere. Yeah, that's,
you know, for me, like, I wish I would have known about them way before. I would have loved to have seen them live.
And,
you know?
And we can say all this and that. Like, I don't know enough about the guy to speak on other than he seemed super loved.
Nobody had anything bad to say about that dude. Nobody had anything bad to say about that dude. And he just died, right? Like, that's all. Like, he went to sleep and died in his sleep, and that was it.
I mean, as far as we know, I never heard anything. Like,
I know somebody that like we grew up with, that was, you know, we were friends with, same thing. He just died. Mm. He went to sleep one night, heart stopped, that was it. There was no real cause for it. He just died. And he was young, dude. Fuck, he was mid to late 20s. So when I heard that, I was like, that shit happens. I don't know how often it happens, but it happens. But yeah, that was so out of fucking left field with that, dude. Young dude. How old was he when he died? 30, shit, 31?
Like
was he 35? Yeah. Man.
It fucking
that
sucked.
And that dude fucking carried so much fucking energy on stage. Like, I watched a lot of live videos from him. And it really it sucked. Because dude. Because you're sitting there like, fuck, I didn't see this.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And fuck, too. Like they were going to be one of those bands that, like, because, I mean, we're still in the middle of a pandemic here. But,
is it the middle?
we're eternally in the middle of a pandemic.
I don't know where we're at.
How about that?
In the fucking pandemic.
Let's just go, we're eternally in the middle of a pandemic. And,
technically, if this shit runs 20 years, we're at the beginning of the pandemic.
Like, we're at the point to where, like, I'm now desperately missing shows, and I'm an introvert through and through. I can't lie. I wish I could sit here and be like, from day one, be like, oh, no shows. This is so terrible. I was the guy that was, like, pushing, like, do what guys like ICP or, like, what Guar's doing now on October 30th where they're streaming this live show. Mm-hmm. Like, people are coming. I'm like, come up with different ways to entertain motherfuckers. And I'm now at the point where I'm watching live shows, like, all the time on YouTube, full concerts, and I'm just like, I just want to be there.
At there. I want to be at the show.
So when we get to a point where everybody feels safe to go out, I think live shows are going to explode, like, as far as ticket sales and stuff, at least for, like, the first 2 years.
I mean, like, as a straight male, I miss fat, sweaty dudes.
Dude, so bad! I miss them so much.
That's a weird thing to miss, but I do.
I do. I fucking miss... I miss the whole fucking thing. And so, like, Power Trip is one of those bands that I think would have really, really benefited after, you know, after they're able to be let loose. And so it's just a real shame to see it go. Go on and look at you. Today's your lucky day. The executioner's here. Probably bring up Eddie Van Halen, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, like Riley Gale was really out of left field. Like, nobody seen that shit coming. You know what I mean? Like, Eddie had been fucking battling fucking cancer. And, you know, how old was he when he fucking passed?
65.
Okay, dude, pushing 70. And looked great, by the way.
He did.
For fucking pushing 70 and battling cancer and shit. Dude looked awesome. So it's not that, you know, it was still very shocking. And very sad. I mean, that dude was, like, one of the greatest guitar players. One of the greatest musicians to ever live. Yeah. Not even just going to fucking single it out to guitar playing. Like, just one of the greatest musicians to ever fucking walk the earth.
Yeah.
You know? So, that's...
If
that doesn't hit you...
You find me any guitar player under the age of fucking 60 that wasn't inspired by Eddie Van Halen, I would be fucking blown away.
He was Dime superhero, dude.
I was just thinking about this today, how Van Halen and Pantera were seriously, like, if you compare the two bands, it's the exact same fucking, it's like the exact same formula, where you got the brothers you got somebody that completely reinvented what being a rock guitarist was.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Because
Dime did that in the 90s. And him and his brother, like, their fucking connection together, same with Alex and Eddie, right? And then you got the bass player dude that's over there that probably drinks way too much whiskey, and the Rex and the fucking, what's his name, Michael?
Yeah.
Michael something.
Well, I can't remember his fucking name!
Hold on.
No, I want to remember it. Right. It's a cool name, too.
All right, I'm going to see if you can beat Google.
I'm not going to be able to beat Google.
It's Michael.
It's a cool name, too, and I can't remember it.
I'm writing Michael Van Halen.
They're going to be like, that's not a person.
Well, it ended up being Michael Anthony.
Michael, that's what it was. Michael Anthony.
Look at that. Like, he's got the bass that's even the Jack Daniels thing. Him and Rex all day long, right? Same aesthetic. And then you got the overly charismatic, cool guy singer. in both Pantera and Van Halen.
Who completely blew it.
Yeah.
With the band.
Boop, skinny bop. Oh, my God. Could you imagine if Phil Anselmo did... Could you imagine if Phil Anselmo did that shit?
Ain't got nobody.
David Lee Roth is horrible.
Did you hear his isolated vocals?
Yes. Yeah, ooh. All 80 tracks of them? Yeah.
It makes me mad because, like, I'm like, okay, so he fucking did that and made a bunch of money and fucking I Sound Like I Sound didn't make a bunch of money?
Right.
I should have fucking tried. I should have at least tried. I was just like, you know what? I sound like shit. I'm not good for that job. Oh, apparently, there's a bunch of people that sound like shit that are good for that job. God right. damn it. But yeah, I never really... put that together with the parallels of Van Halen and Pantera.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was, like I said, holy shit.
Without Eddie, like, you don't have a dime bag. You don't have the dime bag that you had. Like, you know, I'm sure, look, right. Dime still would have been a person, probably would have played guitar, but would mm-hmm. he have been inspired to do the things that he did with a guitar had Eddie not. Van Halen wasn't as fucking, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Can't find it. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I know what word you're thinking of. I just don't want to tell you.
I hate not fucking finding the word. Damn it!
The listener. Hey, third party. You know what he's talking about.
Hold on! He's a...
Pizzazz?
No.
Now!
Gumption?
No.
He wasn't the... Jizz? It's the fucking... somebody that creates... the fucking...
Innovative.
Ah, the innovator! The fucking guitar innovator that he was. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win.
Again, this show's nothing without you. I'd still be sitting here going, what?
Welcome to What's That Word with Grant's... What's his name? It's... it's hot hair on the tip of the tongue.
Wow.
I'm wondering why this keeps just I'm flashing. Watch.
What is it?
It's going to go poop. Two. Three. Doop.
It didn't do it.
Now it's not doing it.
It's not doing it.
Two.
You're talking about the numbers flashing?
Yeah, you see that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's flashing. Like, it's not sounding weird or anything in this. Like, I mean, it's still in time. So, like, I'm sure it's all recording and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe it's done that before and I just never noticed it. Like, I don't know. But, I don't know why I'm so into it. Oh, man.
Squirrel!
Oh, man. I do miss shows. I guess there's shows going on, but are they really... Are there shows really going on?
Yeah, I mean, what? Kimora? Just Kimora?
Kimora?
Just had a show down at the Buzz Bin.
Well, Buzz Bin's been doing, like, yeah. some, you know... Yeah.
I heard it was a good show. Everybody had a good time. Everybody was out. They're all dressed
I think
up
and... there's a band, the Behest of Serpents dudes, I think they play, like, every 3 days or something now during pandemic time. They just don't give a fuck. They're like, yeah, we're still doing shows. We're doing them.
Where? What? Huh?
I think at Buzzbin. Like, Buzzbin
there,
like, keeps doing the shows.
Nowhere else is doing them, though. Outpost, I think, just started doing shows again.
It's a weird thing. How do you feel about going to shows now? Is that, like, something that you want to, like...
Yeah, I'd be good with it now because I don't mosh anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not physically involved in metal shows anymore at all.
Right,
so
you're not...
I can go to a show and stand in the back of the room with a fucking beer and enjoy myself.
Yeah, you're not...
I'm good.
You're not, like, breath-fucking people anymore.
Yeah. I'm good. For the people who still want to participate and be active in those shows in that way,
yeah.
Those shows would be awful.
Dude.
They would be absolute fucking hell to go to a metal show and sit there and have the vibe from the music pushing you physically and not be able to do shit.
Right.
Oh, that would be maddening.
I watched a live stream recently of some, like, independent, we'll call them independent. I don't want to say local band because I don't think they were from here.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody's local band. I caught it. It's one of my friends. He lives out in New York, and he was, like, streaming from his phone, like, first show of the year. And
everybody's standing there.
Yeah. Well, there was people pitting.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
Like it was like the same four dudes though, and you could see them, like, really, really into it. But, like, they were like very dude bro-y, like very butt rock Chad kind of, like, you know what I'm saying, like kind of motherfuckers that are like, yeah, I don't care. Is it real? Is the Rona's not even real?
It's a hoax. President said so.
Which
fuck.
I have to say, eat my dick on that shit, dude, because my parents just got over it, and yeah, it was the roughest 3 weeks I've ever fucking seen them go through.
I didn't even know your parents got it.
My stepdad, we've been keeping on the hush. I think everybody keeps their shit on the hush.
It's like a thing you don't talk about.
We don't. Well, like, I was scared. I was like
stepkid in the basement.
My stepdad, who's the. I talk.
Come over. You're like, let's go down to the basement and play. And you're like, not the basement.
That's not true. I talk about Evan all the time. Thank you.
Evan.
But like, my stepdad's like the healthiest, fucking most in shape dude I've ever known.
Really?
Yeah. And he lost over 20 pounds.
Oh.
Like, he got sick. 5 days he couldn't eat. He didn't talk for 3 days.
Good lord.
It's not a fucking pretty sight.
Yeah, it was definitely not a real thing.
A pretty fucking sight. It was super scary as shit. But the four Chad dudes that I saw pitting and shit, they don't give a fuck. And so there's like this weird thing, right, where it's just like I see that stuff and like, and I know these aren't bad people that are going to, these are just motherfuckers that like want to go to a show and they want to just experience the normality that they feel entitled
to their life.
Yeah, because they're like, I've always been allowed to do this, so why am I not allowed to do this now? And it's like, and then everybody will make the art, you know, I'm not a political dude. I'm not going to be like, well, seatbelts. But like, I was watching these fucking dudes and shit, and like, I was getting mad because like, my parents were in the middle of it. I was at a point where like, I was losing hours at work because I had to stay home with my kids extra because I now lost my babysitter.
Yeah.
Like, there was just, like, all... Because it went from... I was supposed to have a 3-day weekend with Jessica for the first time in forever. We were going to celebrate our anniversary. Boom. And then I get the call, like, day of, being like, yo, your aunt tested positive for COVID-19. And I was with her the other day.
And that's like, how she got it. That sucks.
And it was like, oh, shit. Like, oh, shit. So she's like, I feel fine. But, like... And then 2 days later, it was like... Okay, so,
I'm not feeling so good. It's time to go to the hospital.
So your dad can't breathe and, like...
Jesus.
But my mom was a trooper. Like, it was crazy, too, because, like, my mom's got all kinds of health issues. Like, she takes all different kinds of meds. She's got diabetes, like, all kinds of shit. My mom was like, I had a fever for, like, 2 days, and I just felt like I had a head cold. I was really tired, but your dad was like... fucking death.
So she has like all of these underlying conditions and actually felt okay, kind of.
Yeah.
Like it really wasn't nothing. And then the dude who's like the pillar of health.
Yeah.
Just gets fucking wrecked.
He got wrecked.
That sucks, dude.
And that's like the thing too. It's like you grow up with somebody that you see being like this like physical monster that's like, he I mean, he's the guy who raised me and shit. And so like I look up to this dude like I look up to nobody in this world. And I'm just like, he's the strongest, baddest man in the world. You call him, I got a fucking check engine light on this. First thing my mom said to me today. Today is the first day I've seen my mom in almost a month.
Yeah.
First thing she said to me, she goes, I'll call your dad. He'll tell you what's wrong with it.
What to do.
He's going to tell you to take it to AutoZone, and they'll do a little check, and they'll tell you if something's misfiring. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay. All right, God. Because he's the fucking man.
Yeah, it's very strange to watch somebody that you know to be, you know, just strong. Mm-hmm. Lose that, you know.
Fucking wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw the dudes pitting and shit, and I was like, assholes. Like, I was just like, you fucking assholes. Like,
I mean, look, maybe they're all roommates.
Maybe
they live in the same house.
Yeah, but I know I have to rent.
Do that, right?
Yeah. I mean, you and I were sitting by each other.
We're good.
Well, I feel like you and me, if we had it, we'd get it within 5 seconds. And you would know. You'd be able to look at either one of us and be like, oh, that motherfucker is,
dude,
sick.
Like when I get
that motherfucker is sick.
When I get a fucking cold, dude, Heather is like, Jesus Christ. Because I'm such a fucking baby. Look, I can break bones and fucking just keep going, right? Like, right. Like serious fucking injuries and just keep going, smiling, laughing, and joking. And fuck, as soon as I catch a head cold, I'm like... I'm a fucking little bitch about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't imagine if I got that shit.
It's gonna be pretty.
I know, like you know, Heather's sons, they play sports and stuff. They play flag football and basketball and stuff. And two of the kids on the flag football team got it. And their mom got it. So it's like, you know, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's around.
My kid's going back to, well, Evan's staying home the whole year. He's doing some virtual academy and shit because he's just like, fuck school. I don't want to go. And we're like, let's see how you do. And his grades have been better than they've ever fucking been. So I'm like, all right, well.
You can stay home and not go to school. Fuck that place.
Honestly, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. And like, anybody who's like, well, like, the developmental, the world is changing. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
and don't tell me how to raise my kid, motherfucker. You listen to my podcast and you tell me how to raise my kid? Well, I thought we were tight. Fuck you.
What is the argument for the developmental thing? Like, people skills?
Oh, yeah, you gotta teach them, like, how to be around a bunch of other assholes. You gotta teach them how to get, like, what, picked on, fucked with, bullied, What do I got to teach them? I got to teach them how to...
Because I'm going to break this to people. Kids don't have people skills because of fucking smartphones. They just don't have it. They don't have people skills like we have people skills. We have people skills because we didn't have that shit. You actually had to go out and socialize and interact with everyone.
Yeah.
So you had to deal with assholes. You had to deal with bitches. You fucking had a bunch of good people. You had a bunch of bad people.
Yeah.
Like, it's just what it was. It's not like that anymore, man.
Right.
We've advanced in technology and people are fucking closed in more now than ever. Ever. Dude, fucking kids used to come to the show. I talked about this on the podcast before. There was a girl that came to a show at the Outpost. Her mom, it was her dad, I think, that dropped her off, comes in, pays fucking $17 for this kid to watch this show. That kid didn't move from the door. She literally took two steps to the left, leaned up against the wall where the women's bathroom was, and fucking was in her phone for 3 hours. I actually walked up to this girl and was like, hey, I just want you to know that there's a show going on. And that's why you're here. But I don't like those bands. I'm just here for this band. And,
That's kind of adorable.
Yeah, kind of. And I'm like, okay, but you're not going to know if you like other bands if you're not paying attention to the bands at a show
right. That
are on the bill with the band that you like. They put those bands on that bill because they fit. Because mm-hmm. they fit, right? So you could be missing out on something great right now. You don't
right,
even know
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You know? And then when the band went on that she wanted to see,
yeah.
didn't move.
Really?
Seriously. Like, the kid was fucking just so closed in.
Yeah. Social awkwardness is a real fucking thing.
But it's a bigger thing now. It's not like, it's all, you know, like, cause it was a thing before. I had friends that were introverts, you know, growing up and stuff. And I love them.
Right.
You know? But, like, I'm cool with fucking everybody. Because I have awesome people skills.
I didn't even become an introvert until I was, like, a fucking dad, which is weird. Like, I never had social anxiety until I got, like, fucking older. But also, I credit that. I can pinpoint it, though. It had to do with I didn't drink for 10 years. And I learned that the drinking is what made me social.
Social. You were social back in the day when you were drinking.
You were
social butterfly.
Very.
That's
very,
how
very,
we met.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, those times is when we were hanging out, drinking together. You were very personable.
I stopped drinking, and, like, going out just seemed like death to me. Mm-hmm. Where I was just like, you want to do what? Like, yeah, yeah, let's go out, hang out. I'm like,
You know that's not fun?
Yeah. Like, can we just come over? Do you just want to, like, smoke a bowl and watch Tenacious D? Or, like, to me, that sounds like a thing.
That's the greatest.
That sounds like a thing I'd want to do. I don't really want to go out and jam or go to shows. Like, because I just didn't. I just didn't want to do that shit.
I mean, like I was always going out. I was always going out multiple places a night sometimes, you know what I mean? But I was just very out there for a long time. And then, you know, at a certain point in my life, a very heavy fucking depression set in. That knocked my fucking dick in the dirt, dude.
Depression's a motherfucker, ain't it, dude? Holy
seriously.
Holy shit.
I feel like we're
very open when we're podcasting together, which I always get a kick out of because I'm just like, that's so weird that, like, well, that's like one of the things we'll just open up about to other people.
But I've always been wide open about shit. Like, I'm not.
Right.
I don't not talk about things.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I just find that interesting because that is, like, one thing, like, you and I, we have in common. And it's like, I think, you know, most people that do things like podcasts and shit, like, when we first started, it was like a weekly thing.
Yeah, I mean, we were
and
on
then
it, yeah.
it would get farther and farther between, and then every time we'd get back, it'd be like, all right, we're back with another episode, went through some shit, and now it's just, like, officially at the point, and it's not depression necessarily why we haven't had, like, it's just life. Life in general.
It legit gets in the fucking way.
We're old dudes. And we are, like, and I am always fucking trying to figure out ways to do things different. And, like, this podcast has gone through different ways of doing shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we were talking even before we started recording on this, where I was like, I got this idea. I figured out the Zoom thing because Larry's using me as a guinea pig for his podcast thing. And, like, I figured out how to record shit. And I now have these ideas. And you're like, cool. You've always been very supportive of any dumb idea I've ever had.
Or I wouldn't even say it's a dumb idea. That's not a dumb idea.
It's a pretty cool idea.
It's an idea. Yeah, that's not a dumb idea. But yeah, I'm always fucking supportive of your ideas.
But like you and I, like, it will. You never ever have to, like, bullshit me for being like, I can't do it. Like, there's just times where I'm just like, I'm just gonna leave Grant alone for a few weeks, and if he doesn't hit me up in the next, like, 3 weeks, and it's not like I'm just sitting by my phone waiting for you to text me either.
Right.
I will also be dealing with my shit, and I'm just kind of like, it's fine. Like, I'll be like, it's fine if we don't do it this day. Like, we'll shoot for this day, but if you don't want to, I'll probably just...
Well, yeah, and then it stretches out to where, like, you're kind of, like, just tugging on my shirt, like, hey, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just letting you know.
Just letting you know.
If you wanna.
And if you don't, that's fine, too.
Look, like, the last time we were supposed to record, dude, like, we recorded that one episode, and then we were going to get together again, and it was, like, the day before we were supposed to get together, or a couple days before we were supposed to get together, I got the phone call about my brother. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people don't know, my brother slipped into a coma, was very toxic, like, his body was very toxic, his ammonia level was at 297. Your ammonia level max is supposed to be 25. Right?
God damn.
Yeah. So when he went to the hospital, he was really fucked up, and they fucking put him on a bunch of drugs and fucking vented him, and he slipped into a coma, and that was fucking 2 weeks of just him being on the vent. And then the fucking, you know, 2 days before like the 14th day, you're only supposed to be on a ventilator for 14 days. 2 days before that, my nephew calls me and he was like, yo, shit's not good. So then, like, you know, we had to start talking and things. And long story short, my brother fucking woke up out of a coma the day decisions were supposed to be made, and he's doing well. So yeah, he's doing really well. I went and visited him a week ago, and we had a talk, and he's kind of with it, and he's kind of not with it.
Right.
But he's leagues from where he was.
So fucking happy.
But yeah, so that's like shit that fucking happens, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was perfectly good. Let's record a show. And then fucking life was like, fuck you.
Yeah, and I'm nonchalantly talking about the past month of, like, my parents being sick and just, like, this is life. Dude, like, this is
I didn't even know you were dealing with that shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we got shit we deal with.
Yeah, I'm way more personable on here than I am, like, social media. Just, like, in general, just, like through text.
I don't even want to do the social medias anymore.
Dude, me neither.
I don't. It's almost like smoking, right? And you know now.
Yeah.
It's been 8 years for me since I've had a cigarette, right? And how long has it been for you?
213 days.
It's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing, right? But it comes down to, like cigarettes is a perfect example of, I'll quit when I'm fucking ready.
Right.
Right? And you're not going to quit before that. It physically gets to you at some point, for the people who want to quit, physically gets to you at some point to where, like, this is not good for me.
It's bad.
I don't like it anymore. I used to love it.
Right.
Oh, I used to love it. The whole routine, fucking buying a pack of smokes, packing them.
Oh, just the sound right
packing
now?
Them.
Oh, I'm ready for
right?
one.
And yeah, you fucking open it up, and you flip your lucky, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you flip a lucky?
Always. The third from the
right.
Yep.
I loved everything about it. And then came a time to where I was like, you know what? I don't really like that no more. And I fucking quit. It's been 8 fucking years. So I feel like that's where I'm at with social media.
Right.
Like, it's starting to leave a real bad taste in my fucking mouth. My chest fucking hurts.
Yeah.
I can't walk up a flight of stairs. That has nothing to do with social media. That's just me being fat.
So
I need to get off the social medias.
I enjoy Instagram a bunch. I'm feeling like I'm moving over to Instagram. Moving away from Facebook.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. Okay, I got to tell you about this. The true shit. About a month and a half ago, I went on a spree one day. where there's a thing you can do where you can snooze a person for 30 days.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
You go, I'm fucking done with it. And I watch this girl. She's like, here's my TikTok. And I'm like, snooze. And then I started going through things where I just see people that are just like, yo, whatever. I'm going to play shows. I don't care about COVID. Snooze. snooze town. The moment that somebody would just like slightly irritate me, and I spent like a fucking hour, dude, just going down, like snoozing, snooze, snooze. And then I had a month of fucking social media was the shit, where I was like, man, like, hey, there's Kenny from Goose. Like, it was like, crazy enough, a lot of my musician friends did not get snoozed.
Yeah.
Did not get snoozed. My funny friends, yeah, I don't know about you. I have a few friends on the Facebook that I haven't seen in probably 15 years. Right. But I just want to have a drink with them. Like, they just seem so fucking cool. Like, I hope that I'm that for them. I hope I'm that for them.
I don't want to be that for anybody. Well, I don't want people to fucking want to drink with me. I don't want people to want to hang out with
me. See, that's a shame, because I want to go buy you a drink right now.
I would do one with you.
Oh, we can.
I would do one with you.
All right.
And I haven't done that in fucking ages.
Man.
It's been a while.
We can.
But I don't want people to have expectations of me. Do you know what I mean? Yes. Like, it's not that I don't want people to love me or like me and shit. I don't want anyone to have expectations of me.
Dude, I
will let you down. I will let you down.
I once put that up on the social media where I said, I'm the best friend in the world unless you have expectations. Right. Like, I am the greatest dude in the world.
Dude, I
but if you expect anything, I mean anything from me, I will let you down. Yeah. I will break your heart. I will piss you off. I will upset you. Ugh. I will do that.
I'll frustrate the shit out of you.
So 30 days, I snooze these people, Grant. I snoozed them. And I was like, Facebook is not that bad. And then on the same day, day 31, like, you know that meme?
Like when they all came back?
You know that meme where Dwight from The Office is like talking to, like, he's talking to the hot chick or whatever, and then Angela sneaks up.
He's like, oh,
fuck.
That's what it was.
That was day 31 was, oh, fuck. And ever since then, I'm just like, oh my God. And I even put up a thing on Facebook. I was like, I need you people to know this to be the truth. I only use this. I only post on Facebook because I want my children one day when I'm dead to look back at this like a journal.
They have a thing.
And they can go, Dad did know people.
Yeah.
Dad knew, he knew people other than us.
Dad was funny.
Dad was funny. He loved us. It's a charade. Yeah. All those selfies that I put up of me and the kids, there's like 50 outtakes that you don't see. It's bullshit. It's just me trying to show my kids and then the few members of my family, like, yo, like.
That is a super dope thing, though, that your kids will have something to look back on, right?
Dude, like, yes.
If this would have been a thing when we were kids, right?
Could,
like,
you imagine?
I would be able to look back at so much shit that I try to remember. There's so much shit that I don't remember. There's so much shit that is just gone from my memory, gone, will never come back.
Right.
That, you know, like, it would be amazing if I can look back and see pictures of, like, my dad pulling me around Hartville in a fucking little red wagon, being a dad.
Right.
You know? Like, you taking little Pagey to the park. You
yes.
know?
Yeah.
Shit like that. They're gonna love that. They're gonna love that shit later when we're dead.
That's, yeah, and that's legitimate. Like, sometimes I'll post things on there that's just a message to them. Being like, hey, if you're looking through my shit, I just wanted to let you know, you shit your pants today. I still love you. You know what I mean?
So, you shit, I had to do things. I got messy. You know?
But no, I'm with you. I very, very, very much need to just, like, I need to get away. Because, like, I don't have any excuse. I can't be like, well, I'm using it for the podcast. So, like, I can just jump on when the podcast is doing shit, when an episode comes out, and I can plug it.
Right.
And I can spend the fucking $5 for ads. Somebody asked me recently, they're like, I can't believe you guys get so many interactions, because our podcast gets, like, way more listens, and we don't get any interactions. I was like, first of all, we're a very interactive show. Like, yeah. If you listen to this and we've never met, we're homies now, Don. We're homies now.
Dude, I'll buy you a steak.
Forever we are homies.
We should break bread, homie.
Like that is one thing I love about our podcast compared to some other podcasts, is it is very inclusive to the listener. It is me, you, and whoever's listening, and this is the conversation. Like, I want people to partake in that shit. But I wish I could say that's why it's interactive. It's interactive because I throw down fucking $5 for like 3 days advertising, right, trying to get fucking people to know that we got shit going out. Because I care about what we do. And you know what? $5, $10 is a small fucking price to like make sure that like a few extra people get to fucking check out something that we put some time into. And it's a good podcast.
Usually. I mean, I would love to know how Don even found the show. Right?
Right.
Did you ask him that question?
I think it was Blood Tusk, the band Blood Tusk okay, or something. We played them, and he knows somebody from Blood Tusk, and then he heard the show, and then that made him go like, he was like, yo, I would like, I'm going to listen to this shit now. So I think that was happened.
Very cool. You know? Very cool.
And then, yeah, that was kind of, man, that's
but like shit. You know, if like for me, if doing this talking, like if I'm not speaking to engage people in a conversation, regardless if we're in the same room or not, and that's what this is. Like me and you sit down and have a conversation that is also engaging to other people, that they can sit here and listen to the shit that we're talking about and go, yeah, I remember that. Oh yeah, that's fucking right. You are fat. I know. I've seen you.
I've seen your pictures.
Fucking fat.
What was it I said on Facebook? I think I got into like a war on like a comment thread on one of your things once, where I said something where I was like, I'm just trying to get Grant to do the podcast because I feel like his talents are being wasted on Facebook. I was like, I feel like what you're saying on Facebook is a waste, and you should save that shit for a platform that is more applicable to your fucking like humor and your views. Because I was like, you're such a good podcaster. To where when I see you like put something up on, like sometimes when I put up something on Facebook, I'm like, I should have saved that. Because like, yeah, I'm gonna get 30 ha ha's reactions. I get some motherfucking reacts.
I get laugh emojis.
Laugh emojis.
I get hugging heart care emojis.
Most of it's laugh emojis. From like, you know,
you motherfuckers that just like my shit when it's obviously funny shit, and there's like 18 laugh emojis, and then there's just 3 you motherfuckers that are just blue like thumb motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck. Yeah, yeah. Seriously.
You guys piss me off more than anybody.
You hating ass pussies. You hating ass bitch.
Which what you... Blue fucking thumb.
Blue thumb.
Jamming fucking thumbs and Smurf asses.
I'll give you my blue thumb.
Smurfs are blue, right?
Smurfs are blue.
Okay. Make sure they weren't purple.
No, not purple.
I have trouble sometimes.
Fucking Smurfs, bro. They haven't made Smurf Funkos yet, have they?
Yes.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
Oh shit.
Fuck yeah, they did.
Jesus. I'm glad I don't collect Funkos like hardcore.
I'm glad I don't anymore.
Oh, you gave up the ghost?
Yes.
All right.
I had to back away from it because I told you when you started collecting. Mm-hmm. I told you it's not going to stop. They're going to keep fucking plucking at your heartstrings.
I've stayed true, though, to my thing of keeping it only wrestling exclusive.
Ish.
Predominant. I have
musicians, right? You have a couple.
No.
I thought you did.
No, I was going to, but they ended up not sending me my Eazy-E.
Okay.
And so I never got the Eazy-E one.
Because I got a dope-ass Biggie Smalls coming out.
Oh, no, I know. Dude, I have six. I have 6 Biggie Smalls shirts. Like, I was going through my shirt thing, and I was like, yo, it's like half of my shirts are wrestling shirts, like 25% of them are band shirts, and then I got like 6 Notorious B.I.G. shirts.
I don't think I've ever had one.
I got 6. No, 5. I have 5. I had 6.
I definitely don't have any of those. What I do have, though, is my fucking Ice Cube t-shirt.
Oh, shit.
That I had airbrushed at a flea market. Ice Cube's big-ass face. And the dude put a green flag on him because Bloods and Crips was a big thing back then. He didn't want me getting beat up.
Well, that's nice.
Right. I thought so, too. But I was like 12, man. I still have that shirt. I still wear that fucking shirt I'm skinny enough to wear that shirt. I'm not now.
I am starting up because I do buy clothes frequently. That's my my drug now. Okay. Other than weed. But
I haven't had weed in forever.
Big vice, though, is I like to go clothes shopping for myself. I like to look snazzy. And so I've been buying horror shirts, horror movie shirts. I bought Jessica a really cool Halloween hoodie, and then I got her a really dope-ass Freddy Krueger t-shirt for our anniversary and shit, because I've just been on a horror movie kick the past month or so.
That's awesome.
So now I'm buying a bunch of horror shirts. But no, with the Funko thing, I got a SpongeBob that my kids got me. I got a Ron Swanson. that I got for Jessica.
Proper.
I also got her a Jim Henson with a little Kermit, because we have this really cool Jim Henson old school photograph that it just kind of clicked. It's Jim Henson with Kermit, and we're big Henson fans and That's sweet. Together. Got that, and I got George Wendt, Norm from Cheers, because George Wendt is my friend on Facebook, and sometimes he likes pictures of my kids, and I think that's the coolest shit in the world.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Norm.
Yeah. Me and George Wendt are friends.
He likes pictures of you and your kids.
Mm-hmm, sometimes.
What the fuck?
He congratulated me on Timmy's birth and Paige's birth.
Get out!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucking huge! You're just like, yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
I mean, I don't want to, I'm going to pull it up. I just want to pull this up.
How have we not hung out with him yet? Huh?
Oh, my man George?
Huh?
Oh, well, here's an extra fun one. My homeboy Luke Ski, who I've been talking to a lot lately. My homeboy Luke Ski is legitimately friends with Jason Sudeikis.
Really?
The actor who's George Wendt's nephew.
Wait.
Yeah.
He's got like one of the coolest uncles.
I see. George Wendt.
Sudeikis is funny.
Friend.
Very cool, man. Look,
yeah, we're friends.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah. So I do. I caught that he had a Funko out, and I saw it, and I had to buy it because I was like, "That's my Facebook friend, George Wendt."
I got no famous people on my Facebook. Like I'll see your George Wendt and raise you a Tommy Vexed.
You're friends with Lil Dan.
Yeah, but I've been friends with Little Dan since he was 15.
Yeah, but Little Dan won't add me.
Why? Oh, he's mad because he hasn't been on the show yet.
Little Dan.
Little Dan wanted to be on the show for the longest time. Like, he really loved us, and then we didn't have him on the show.
Okay.
And it wasn't Dan! It wasn't nothing personal, goddammit! We just fucking...
All right. Dan, let's name this episode something to entice Little Dan into... What can we name this episode to get Little Dan on the show?
Little Dan's the dopest drummer dope ever had.
Ooh, Little Dan's a dope drummer. Cause he is. He's the drummer for Dope.
I still think he's the dopest drummer that Dope's ever had.
Well, obviously.
Racy Shay was cool.
I mean, that's a long title for an episode, though.
Yeah, whatever. I bet it sucks him in. Huh?
What if we just call it "Someone Tell Little Dan to Come on the Show"?
Yeah. Or no, just someone tell Little Dan to listen to the show.
Yeah.
And now he's listening to us right now.
Are you Dan? Dude, okay. I love all your shit on Instagram. I think that you would have a lot of insight going over the years from Ventana. Mushroom head.
We don't have to like talk him into. He wanted to do the show, dude. He reached out to us to do the show.
He reached out to you.
Have him on the show.
He doesn't know me. I'm not that cool. Us. I'm not popular, but I do know George Wendt.
That's pretty cool.
What's up, Dan? We're gonna name this
dude. I can fucking write. I could probably write Dan and be like, "Yo, let's meet up and do a show," and he might say yes now.
Okay,
it's possible.
You know, we're gonna go.
He might tell
it.
Me to go fuck myself.
Well, he knows Daly.
Yeah, of course he does.
He knows Daly, and now me and Daly, Daly, I think, is catching on that we might secretly be twins. Dude, we are very, very cut from the, like, it's, like, the same cloth, and then they took the piece from the cloth and tore it in half, and that's me and Daly.
It's so funny that how many people didn't really like that dude, and he's such a fucking good human being.
Yeah.
Like, he's a good fucking human being.
Well, like, I mean, and, like, he's had to be standoffish, like, his whole entire, like... career has been like, you know, kicking people out or dealing with dickheads. Right.
I don't know nothing about that.
Right. Yeah, no. No, never. Never done nothing like that.
That's what I wanted to talk to Dan for a long time though about Ventana.
Dan would be great to do. Oh, so I mean, yeah, I could talk about it now. Like, the idea of doing, something along the lines of localize that you're not talking about. The thing called Grown-Ass Metal. Right? He would be great for doing an episode on Marilyn Manson.
I don't think we put this idea out there.
You don't think we should put the idea out there?
I think somebody else will swoop it up.
You think somebody's going to swoop it up?
I do.
But I feel like if I talk about it now on the episode, then it's like, now we have a timestamp.
That's not a copyright.
It's thing. A timestamp.
You know? So I can just swoop in and...
But I'm still going to just put it out under the Keeping It 99 thing.
We can just fuck talk about it because nobody's... Whatever. What?
We're under the radar.
What? Mike Wendell? You going to fucking do that?
Oh.
Huh?
Oh. Who is that guy again?
Mike Wendell. He's cool. He does like promotion and stuff for like hip hop shows.
Why do I know the name, man? Like,
He was on the Cleveland's Finest podcast for a minute, and then there was like some shit that happened with those dudes.
Something happened?
Yeah.
What happened? Like
a podcast implosion.
Something dirty.
I don't know what happened exactly. There was there was a fallout.
I love gossip.
There was a fallout in the podcast world of the Cleveland's Finest.
Oh, you know what? You're not going to have with Keeping It 99? A fallout.
He has another podcast now that he hasn't invited me on. So.
Oh, thanks, Mike Wendell. Yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. No, grown ass metal. The idea is, I would just put it under the Keeping It 99 shit. Like, you don't have to subscribe to anything new. But I feel like a Keeping It 99% to grown ass metal, Eagle and Redbeard. You know, we Zoom call with some people. Because here's people that I want to get is our boy like Tim Shaver. I would love to get Kenny. I would love to get Wally. I would love to get Jeff Fall. And we talk about bands for like Black Sabbath or a Pantera or a Marilyn Manson, Dan. And we talk about when they were like peaking and when we got into them and we just fucking...
We just, yeah, talk about them in our lives.
Yeah, and we are all going to do bumps of cocaine off the fucking computer and we're going to fuck...
I'm not
we're
going to
do... Look, I'm almost 40. I need to start a coke habit. We are going... And I run a kitchen.
It's when you
the fact
don't,
that I don't have one
I've
is
told you my rule before. You don't do cocaine after 25. Quit.
Oh.
You don't start doing shit at 40. My brother did that.
Not
the thing you want to start at 40.
All right.
Sit-ups are the things you want to start at 40.
Sit-ups.
Not fucking going below.
Sit-ups.
No. But how am I going to get the energy
stretches to
stretches
in the morning. Calisthenics is what you want to fucking start at 40.
I feel like I would just have energy and I'd lose weight pretty quick if I started doing it.
You would. I went on the cocaine diet when I was fucking 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. And I lost 100 fucking plus pounds.
You are not making me not want to do this now.
I went from like 270 pounds in like high school.
Right.
To 150 pounds. That's 120 pounds.
I looked great. I felt great.
I didn't.
I was always in a good mood. I made a bunch of friends.
I looked so good. Everybody was like, is Grant smoking crack? What's wrong with Grant?
Yeah.
I had somebody ask me that once. They were like, do you smoke crack? And I was like, I don't smoke crack. I do cocaine, motherfucker. It's completely different. Like there was all kinds
right,
of, there was all kinds of shame attached to crack cocaine, right?
Yeah.
But I was perfectly fine with being like, no, I do blow.
Dude, I know people that do it and they get weirded out when I'm like, I can't believe you do the cocaine. They're like, what? What's a big fucking deal, bitch?
What do you mean?
What's a big fucking deal, bitch?
It's like Pepsi.
It's a fucking big deal.
Yeah. Caffeine, cocaine, starts with a C.
Yeah. Same thing. It's all the same thing. Everybody's going to die. No, I want to do a thing called grown-ass metal, right?
I think it would be... Your Localize It series, that little thing that you did with that, I thought it was fucking brilliant, dude.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great idea,
it went
really well, and yeah, so I don't see why this wouldn't do the same. You got great, yeah. You got good ideas.
And anytime you want to do it, you're more than welcome. Like, we you know, join in on that Zoom call, Grant. Me, you, and we get a third, and we blah, boop, 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 and it's socially distanced, so they feel safe. I mean, you don't get the blowjob in the back of my car like some of the past guests will get, but, like, come on in.
Larry.
Oh, he got so many blowjobs. This is insane.
Cupping the boys.
Yeah.
I was working them like fucking them Chinese balls.
I love that
guy. That you get at the mall. And they make that sound.
Swing, swing, swing. Swing, swing, swing. Swing, 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 ding, 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 ding.
But yeah, that's something I definitely want to kick off here soonish. But I don't want to put a timestamp on anything because anytime I do that, I end up not doing that. I turn myself off from wanting to do shit the more I'm like, coming soon! And it's like, coming never. You know what?
Yeah,
my depression will fucking kick into gear and I'll be like, fuck it. Nobody even cares. That last episode only had 50 downloads. Whatever. Nobody gives a fuck. But that's not how to be. That's not how you be. Because could you imagine being a band going like, only 50 people listen to my album? I made albums. I would love it if 50 people listened.
Do you have any local bands that's a reality for?
Yeah. Yeah. What's a goddamn bummer is...
They keep doing it?
And you go to the band camps and shit, and there's like this, like, all the people that spent $1 on your fucking album, and you're like, three people, if
You know what I mean? I'm like, that album's been out for 7 months, and it's a killer album. How the fuck is, like, 3B? Like, you put your heart and your fucking soul into this shit. And so, like, but I'm like, you know what? If we play your shit, I might be able to get you 50 new listeners. Or 500. It depends on the week.
Yeah.
We can do lots of things. It depends on how good we are. Or if we get somebody like Dan on the show. See, Dan, this is why we need you, buddy. You're way more famous than us.
Yeah.
Look, I'm gonna talk business for a second. Let's talk a little inside baseball here. You come on the show, you're way more popular than us. And then you go on your Instagram and you put up some picture, right? You put up some picture and you're like, hey, I was on Keeping It 99.
Basically, it's all good for us. And it's nothing for you.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Get everything out of
this. You might lose fans.
Yeah.
But we will gain those fans.
We're going to gain them. We're going to gain a bunch.
And we will be so grateful, okay? Because, like, look, Grant thinks you're a great dude. You tell that story all the time about the kid. The kid came and he was like, here's my symbol. And I'm Dan. And here, have this fan of mine. You're a good person. And
dude,
you're very charitable.
He's like the one.
Consider us a charity.
He's like the one dude I've known in the music industry that never let any of that get to him. And he's been to places and on stages that people fucking dream of fucking being on.
Yeah.
And places of people dream of going. And he's never fucking changed as far as the person he is.
Yeah.
That dude is a good fucking human being. Love that guy.
One of the last times I was like drunk, I was going through the gram, going through the Instas. And he had like this picture of him when he was like 15 or some shit,
mm-hmm.
wearing like, you know, a little chubby kid wearing a Manson shirt behind the drums.
Yeah, it was like all of
and them. Then like the next picture is like a picture of like Manson on stage holding up a picture of Dan.
Yeah. Yeah. That was his mugshot from Texas when he got busted with weed.
I got emotional for a dude I've never even met because I was like, how fucking great.
Yeah.
Is that?
How amazing is that?
That's another reason too. I would love to get Steve from fucking Mushroomhead on this show. Like,
we get like Steve and JC on the same one.
Dude, that would be dope. Ooh, to get them on a grown-ass metal episode of Mushroomhead.
Ooh! Damn,
I just said it. I just said it. JC.
On
yeah. Oh, just, somebody tell JC.
That would be a good one.
Somebody tell JC. We do this shit. He would love it. JC's such a sweetheart, too, by the way. Everything he's ever done for us is fucking just not necessary. Not necessary. It's not like me and JC have a history. Not like me and that dude. Like, that dude's like a legit Cleveland fucking badass. Like, from running festivals to wrestling promotions, the shit that he's doing now in pro wrestling, incredible stuff. He's doing like big boy work. Big boy work right now. And I'm like, motherfucker, dude. Like, the hustle, so goddamn commendable. So the fact that he's ever been cool to me or us and like fucking help put this show over and stuff,
He's cool. He's like one more person that I became cool with by throwing across the room.
Yeah.
Do you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's how I met him, dude. Was in a mosh pit at shows, and yep. He was just a crazy, psychotic little son of a bitch. And I used to fucking love when he was in pits, dude.
Me too.
I fucking used to love that shit. It was fun. It was fun.
You see him there, you know, it was going to be a wild night.
There were people that, you know, at shows and like, if you know, if you were the type of person that moshed and shit, there were certain people that if you would show up to shows and see them,
yeah.
It was like, oh, tonight's about to be fucking good.
Right.
Because there's, you know, there's like, it was the same thing with me and Buddy, dude. Me and Buddy were known for moshing back in the day in the 90s and shit. And
yep.
So when we would walk into shows, there were people that were like, oh, ooh, we're about to see some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you are.
Yep.
Of course you are. Yeah, JC is one of them people, man. Anytime I'd show up to a show, or just a show that I knew he was going to be at, like, we're gonna have fun in the pit tonight.
So if anybody's listening to this in the future, if you would like to be on an episode of the Grown Ass Metal, just get at us and be like, yo, I'd love to talk about this band. We'll pencil you in. We will pencil it in because that idea, just like the localized, it depends on participants. Because you're not just, I mean, I would love me and you just to sit here and just talk about Pantera all day and stuff. But I feel like having like that extra, like an extra like fanatic thrown into the mix.
Yeah, or just...
I feel like... And we know plenty of people.
Or four more. Like, because there was so many shows and so much, like, the stuff that was happening at Pantera shows and mm-hmm. Pantera's career. Like, we all have different viewpoints and
yeah.
stories. And, yeah, of course.
And then also,
amazing.
Too, we can do some episodes that'd be local. I would love to do a Crypt Kicker episode with somebody.
Jeff, you know what I mean? Like, there was... I'd be like, hey, Jeff, remember that one time that guy tried to fight you at the Agora during the Slayer show and then I fucking slammed him against the wall? And then I went backstage later and met Kerry King, and then that dude was back there with the singer from...
He'd just be like...
Ringworm.
Yeah.
He'd be like, I don't. I was drunk.
Maybe.
There's lots of stories, though.
Jeff Fall. I would love to get Jeff Fall on this thing. But I don't think Jeff Fall has the internet, so I don't know. I feel like Jeff Fall's like, I mean, I'm sure, like, his wife's got the internet or some shit.
Fucking 86?
Well, yeah. Yeah, Jeff Fall's the only person I know that, like, when he has a show, like, day of, he'll text me, like, the flyer. Text me the flyer. Be like, tonight at Musica. Or it'll just be like, tonight, Musica, Foul Spirits. I'm like, what? Who is this?
Jeff's still the type that goes out and hands out flyers.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's his move.
He's old school. He's real as fuck.
Yes. Real. Dude, you know how many times Jeff came to the Outpost when fucking shows were going on and he was sticking fucking flyers under windshield wipers?
Oh, dude.
Bro. That's what you do.
That's what you do. That's some hardcore shit.
Yeah, he ain't never stopped.
You want to play Jeff Fall's band to fucking end out this bitch?
Ooh, little Foul Spirits?
Yeah, I mean, we did a couple episodes ago, Foul Spirits, and we did the Ballroom Blitz. No, I don't give a shit either. I wanted to say, how do you pronounce the word usurper? Usurper? Usurper. What? Their new album, U-S-U-R-P-E-R, which means to, like, replace something, to take something, you know what I'm saying?
Is that what I mean?
Did you see the commercial I made?
You guys are fucking too smart.
Did you see it?
These bands and shit.
I made him a commercial, dog.
I didn't see it.
I'm about to show you. Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. We're going to play some Foul Spirits. They open up this shit with their cover of Motley Crue's Bastard with fucking Killjoy.
Dude.
R.I.P., buddy.
Awesome.
And that's who they do. They do the fucking, the new open on this show. They've always been fucking super nice to us. And I know, like, people are like, oh, whatever. You guys are going to play some Foul. If you say that, you're a piece of shit and die.
We'll play whatever we want because it's our show.
Yeah.
Usurper.
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 Look how many people love that album. Look at all these people. They're so happy. Jeff fucking Fall's face, dude.
Right here. Watch this chick.
Oh, she's in it. She's like, yeah.
So this video, they're all actually dancing to Vin Diesel, a Vin Diesel R&B song in the Kelly Clarkson daytime talk show.
Oh, that's way better. That's two-stepping right now.
Two-step, this guy.
Yeah.
That guy's got child porn on his fucking computer right now.
And then, like, after all the people, though, just fucking switched to the picture of the band and Jeff Fall with that fucking helmet on that face.
So, yeah, yo, October 23rd, you can go to their Bandcamp now, failspirits.bandcamp.com. Go pre-order their album. They got it on cassette, vinyl. Fucking get with the goddamn times. I recommend getting both, too, man. Like, physical media right now is super fucking hot. And so you want to be on the cusp of popularity and cool.
It's so hot. Vinyl right now, especially, right? It's so hot that bands that shouldn't be on vinyl have a bunch of it out.
Yeah.
Five Finger Death Punch. I was at fucking The Exchange the other day, thumbing through the vinyl.
Yeah.
Do you have any fucking different vinyls Five Finger Death Punch is in? There's like seven different ones in there. And I was like, you got to be fucking shitting me. This band doesn't deserve to be on vinyl.
And Wally, if Wally from Foul Spirits is listening, I'll tell you, Walter, before. I'll be like, hey, we played you again. And then Wally will probably send me some text being like, man, you guys really suck our dicks, huh? Because he sent me a message. I said something about the Ballroom Blitz. He goes, man, you really fucking love that song. And I'm like, well, like, it's fucking your cover. Wow.
Whatever, Wally.
My wife very much wants to hang out with you and your wife. And
you just gotta ask him right
now.
Yeah.
Jessica. Wally. Jessica was like, "Hey, like, I know we don't like people
at all,
but they seem like a really cool couple. We should kick it with them sometime." She's like, "That's on you and Wally, though." And so Wally hit me up.
That's on the level of like, if Buddy says he likes a band,
yeah,
take that shit to the fucking bank. Like, just that shit's good, right? That shit's good.
Yeah,
right. If Jessica wants to hang out with a couple,
yeah,
right. She wants to be friends with a girl. Well, it's good.
100%. Oh
shit, yo, we're gonna play the opening track from the new fucking Foul Spirits record. We're just gonna do that because they're fucking killing it. And then the next time we'll play another band, or we won't. We'll do whatever we want. We're keeping it 99. How about that? This was awesome.
It was good seeing you.
This was so good. It was so good seeing you.
I'll tell you what, dude. I was like falling asleep at the wheel, heading back to the shop.
Yeah.
I was, and I'm good now.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm like,
dude, I feel great.
You were like my 5 hour today.
That's what's up. So you got like 4 hours left.
Yeah.
Well, you're fucking done. You and I in the next half hour are going to be like crawling into our... We're going to crawl through the front door.
As soon as I get to my fucking trailer, I'm just going to be like...
I'm an old dead man. Here's some Foul Spirits. Until next time, thanks for joining us for another amazing episode of Keep It. It was good.
Let them decide. Don't shove it down. Don't shove it down their throats.
It was good. You know it. If you made it this far, you liked it. How about that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a great one. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, and there will be a next time. My name is Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
Bye, bitches.
If I'm dead 30 seconds after I get out of that building, if I'm dead through an accident where a piece of steel drops down, something malfunctions, injures me, puts me in the hospital, kills me, whatever, I'll accept that. But you're going to know what my intentions were.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
Good nature. And another thing you should learn is that when you visit evil upon someone, be assured it will revisit you.
Surprise, motherfucker.